This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer, bringing you an hour of Eddie South, known in his day as the Dark Angel of the Violin. Though I'm emphasizing his jazz side, much of his performing was in a more popular vein, romantic adaptations of light classics and Hungarian gypsy music. South's jazz records were basically small string bands with piano and drums added, though for some of his residencies he did have larger bands with plenty of horns. By the mid-1930s, he was in great demand in a wide range of venues, appearing and recording in Hollywood, Chicago, New York, Paris, and Holland. Next, from the early 30s, is the delightful Old Man Harlem, sung by bassist Milt Hinton, and on Gotta Go, South shares the vocal with guitarist Everett Barksdale. Finally in the set, an unissued test pressing called At the Ball, displaying the wide range of influences on Eddie South, from classical violin to jazz to country fiddle breakdown.
Gotta meet my so-and-so. You're a calling, sweet, I know. I gotta go. Oh, can't you guess? Can't you guess? When I asked her, she said yes. Now I'm bound for happiness, I gotta go. Oh, got my hat, got my coat, got my extra tie. Just stopped in to say hello before I say goodbye, de-hi-de-ho. Gotta go to the sweetest gal I know. Love is calling me, and so I gotta go. Got my hat, got my coat, got my extra tie. Just stopped in to say hello before I say goodbye.
Violinist Eddie South, and yes, he was often joined by a second violinist on those recordings from the early 30s, the last At the Ball from an unissued session, Gotta Go and Old Man Harlem. This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. I hope you're enjoying this introduction to the Dark Angel of the Violin. Still ahead, Eddie South with Django Reinhardt, Stefan Grappelli, and the Hot Club of France. Mr. South plays bop and his long unavailable transcriptions of 1944. From 1928 on, Eddie was frequently performing and recording in Europe, England, France, and Holland. But it was during a visit to Hungary that he became fascinated with the violin music of the gypsies. The expressive lyricism of gypsy violin music made a deep impression on South and remained a powerful influence for the rest of his life. However, I suspect that this inclination and his classical tendencies marginalized him with popular and jazz audiences. Nonetheless, Central European repertory and gypsy tunes, what's known as Tsigan or Tsigani, was a mainstay of Eddie South's personal musical style, typified in his original setting of Hungarian gypsy music that he called Tsigani in Rhythm. Tsigani in Rhythm, Eddie South's personal adaptation of Hungarian gypsy music that was his lifelong fascination.